Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks for being with us this morning. It is Wednesday, July 30th, 7:31 Central Time. As promised, Dr. James Lamb is joining us by phone. He's the Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. Good morning, Dr. Lamb.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning about Lutherans for Life. Lutherans for Life founded?
Well, it was founded back in, actually, we were incorporated in 1979, but things started before that. Even in 76, a group of people got together, that would have been 3 years after Roe v. Wade, and with the understanding that we really need to have somebody educating, particularly Lutherans, what that ruling was all about. And so back then it was purposely formed to be not just LCMS, but a Pan-Lutheran ministry. And there were people from the former LCA and ALC and LCMS folks that got together and started Lutherans for Life. And as I said, incorporated officially in 1979. So the focus at first was we need to educate the church, the Lutheran church, about abortion. And of course, since then, the life issues have expanded greatly, and Lutherans for Life now touches on all the issues out there, from stem cell research all the way up to end-of-life issues.
And so Lutherans for Life today, tell us where is it today? You're covering all kinds of topics. You just said, you mentioned, stem cell research and things like that. Lutherans for Life is all over. We're everywhere, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. Stem cells, when I started as executive director back in 96, no one was talking about that. Embryonic stem cells really weren't isolated and starting to be used for research until 98. So wasn't even on the radar screen back when LFL was formed. And we also know that, post-abortion syndrome, learned a lot about women who have abortions, men who are involved in abortion decisions and the struggles that they have after that decision, a real need to reach out to those folks. So we formed an entire ministry called Word of Hope. That's a national hotline that folks can call who are struggling with that past sin in their lives. And we get about 300 calls every month on that hotline. And then, end-of-life issues, that's a huge aspect of people these days. Most of the time lately, that's what I get asked to speak upon is end-of-life issues, because we got, my generation, we baby boomers, we're coming through the system now, we're aging, and there's just more and more technology that can extend life, and so many, many questions involved in end-of-life issues. And then our young people, we have a huge focus now, one full-time person just focused on reaching out to the younger generation. We hadn't been doing very well with that in the past, but now we're doing much more there. And I tell you, I'm really proud of our younger generation, and I place a lot of hope in them, because they're more pro-life than ever before. And not only that, but they're eager and filled with that youthful energy, and they want to not just learn about these things and be able to talk about them, but they want to do things. They want to be able to make a difference and help people in real practical ways. So all kinds of things that Lutherans for Life is involved in now that we weren't in the early stages or even at the beginning of my time.
Sure. We've had an opportunity to speak with Laura here in the St. Louis area, and she's doing a great job of organizing those opportunities for young people.
Yeah, she is. She's, Laura comes up frequently, about quarterly perhaps, to the national office here in Iowa, and I always tell people that we're all kind of exhausted when she leaves, because she just has so much energy and ideas and things that she's doing. So we're very pleased with Laura, and so many of our staff are they're on fire for this. They have a real passion to serve Jesus by serving the most vulnerable.
Now, you've served as the executive director for a while with Lutherans for Life. How long have you been the executive director?
Yeah, I'm in my 18th year now as director. It's gone really fast. I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago that I stopped using the phrase, well, I'm new at this. You know? Can't use that as an excuse anymore.
I understand. Well, what are some of the resources that are available through Lutherans for Life now?
Well, all of our resources now are, CPH handles all of that. We used to have our own mail fulfillment, and we used to house all of our materials here in Iowa, but we farmed that out to Concordia Publishing House. It's been a great relationship, a great partnership. So if folks want to know our resources, you just go to CPH's website, cph.org. You click on, it's on Bibles and something on the left-hand corner, and then Sanctity of Life will be in that drop-down menu. And when you click on that, then you will see the resources that we have to offer. And you'll see all the categories there that we have, you know, abortion and bioethics and stem cells and end of life and young people and family and, you know, contraception, all of the issues. We have materials now that focus on and help educate people on all of these issues. And I always want to point out that we not only educate people on these issues, but we do so based on the Word of God and centered in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We just don't want Lutherans to know about these things. We want to know how the gospel relates to them and how their opportunities actually to share the gospel and to be the gospel for people. So that's what's unique about Lutherans for Life and our materials, mm-hmm. as opposed to good materials you can get from like Right to Life organizations and so forth. But we always point people first and foremost to the gospel, and then we go from there as we reach out and minister to people who are in need.
Sure. Your website says, equipping Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
It's the gospel that motivates, that prompts us to talk about life, to take a stand for these important life issues.
Right. I like to tell people, it's kind of a shocker, I get people's attention if they're falling asleep when I'm speaking. I tell them that, you know, Lutherans for Life, we're not for life because life is precious. Because anybody can do that. But we're for life because life is precious to God. And that's the difference. That's what drives us. It's wanting to uphold the sanctity of life because God has given that sanctity to life, because He's created life. He's redeemed life, and He wants to call every human being into this eternal relationship with Him.
Amen. Well, how over time, how do you see that Lutherans for Life has influenced the church and maybe society at large?
Well, we have made greater and greater inroads into the church, and that's our focus. Our focus isn't on society directly, although we certainly do that, but our focus is more on equipping the church to help the church understand that it's their responsibility to deal with these issues, because they are, at their very core, spiritual issues. And so we help the church pastors understand that first of all, and then we equip them to deal with these issues with our theology as spiritual issues. So we try to influence, we have materials, and I love to, you know, two of my favorite groups to speak to are preschoolers and seminarians, and usually I can tell a difference between those. But we try to focus on both ends and to educate, and so we're influencing the church more than we ever have before, because we get to Lutheran seminaries. Many are LCMS seminaries once a year, some of the smaller seminaries every other year, but we've made a concerted effort over the years to try to get to our pastors and influence our pastors, because they in turn then can influence congregations. So Lutherans for Life, I believe the Lord has led us to grow greatly in influencing the Lutheran churches to see these issues as spiritual issues. And then in turn, we're seeing congregations get involved, establishing Lutherans for Life chapters or establishing Lutherans for Life teams in their congregation, and they're getting involved now, and they're engaging their own people, but they're also engaging their communities and thus the culture. And so we're making a difference, making influence in our culture that way as we equip other Lutherans to do so.
Well, I know that you have a conference coming up this fall. I want to talk with you about that and let our listeners know about that. We'll do that right after the break. We need to take a quick break, and we'll continue our conversation with Dr. James Lamb, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life, right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
We'll be broadcasting Issues Etc. this week from the Institute on Liturgy, Preaching, and Church Music Conference at Concordia University, Nebraska. We'll be talking with some of your favorite guests, Pastor Matt Harrison, Dr. John Kleinig, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, about topics related to Christian worship.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
Did you know that more than 38 million people in America speak Spanish? You can share the gospel with them in their own language using a new resource from Lutheran Heritage Foundation, the Spanish Bible with Small Catechism. Like all the books LHF translates and publishes, the Spanish Bible is available at no cost to the people and ministries who need them. LHF 800-554-0723 or visit lhfmissions.org.
Have you ever thought about becoming a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor? There are plenty of reasons to do so. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, celebration of a baptism, confirmation, graduation, any event. It's easy. Just call Mary or Joni at 1-800-844-0524. That's 800-844-0524. And become a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor today.
Whether you're a regular worshiper at the church of your choice or find it difficult for you to get to church on Sunday morning, you may benefit from our live worship broadcasts each week on Worldwide KFUO. Our early service begins at 8 o'clock Central and originates from Blessed Savior Lutheran Church in Florissant, Missouri, where Pastor Matthew Roglin leads divine worship. The live late worship broadcast at 10:30 comes from Our Savior Lutheran Church in Fenton, Missouri, where Reverend Mark Sell presides during the worship service. Sunday mornings on Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We're talking with Dr. James Lamb. He's the Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. Dr. Lamb, I understand you have a conference coming up this fall. Tell us about the conference.
Yes, we do. Lutherans for Life has a conference every year. This year, we are in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We are, for the second time now, going to be holding our conference at a church instead of a hotel. And so we'll be at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in the Grand Rapids, October 24th through 25 of this year, coming up. So we're excited, we're looking forward to that. Our theme this year is Matters of the Heart, and our verse that we're using is from Isaiah 40, verses 1 and 2, where God says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, and that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." And that phrase in there, "speak tenderly to Jerusalem," is literally "speak to the heart." And for the Hebrew, matters of the heart were matters that touched their innermost being, their very souls. And that's what we want to help people understand. That's what the life issues are. You know, I hear this all the time. Well, these issues are political issues, and we shouldn't be talking about them in the church. And so our conference is really focusing on trying to change that perspective and that attitude. There are issues that have been politicized, but as I said earlier, at their core, they are spiritual issues. They're matters of the heart. When we use words like abortion and assisted suicide and euthanasia and stem cell research and chastity and purity, all of these things. We use all these words, but we have to remember there are real people, human beings behind these words, and these issues are touching their hearts. So we want to make that clear. And then, of course, we have what it takes to speak to matters of the heart, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ, this wonderful message that your warfare is ended. You know, Christ has suffered the punishment for sin, and our iniquity is pardoned, and he gives us, you know, instead of giving us what we deserve, we get double of what we don't deserve in his grace. And this powerful message speaks to the hearts of people who are struggling with crisis pregnancies, people who are struggling with chronic disease or terminal illness or past sins against life, all of these things. We have the message that they truly need to bring about change and make a difference in their lives. So that's matters of the heart. That's what we'll be talking about.
And who are some of the speakers? What are some of the topics they'll be addressing that help us look at these matters of the heart?
Sure. We have our keynote is Dr. John Patrick. He's a physician, lives in Canada, Scottish, and delightful accent, fun to listen to. But we've had him a couple of times before. He has this wonderful combination of being very intelligent, very wise, but also very winsome in his presentation and easy to listen to. And he's going to keynote. His title is Life Issues Are Not Political Issues, but Spiritual Issues That Have Been Politicized. So he'll do our keynote. And we have Reverend Robert Fleischman. He's my counterpart in Wells, Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Church. They have their own For Life group called Christian Life Resources, and he's the executive director of that. And they had a conference last year in kind of a similar focus. We were doing these things parallel, not really knowing that the other group was focusing on the heart kind of thing. And so he's going to talk about sharing matters of the heart in congregations and in families. We have Laura Davis. We've talked about her. She's going to talk about singleness and relationship status. Content in Christ is the title of that. And we have another focus for young people, Reverend Jonathan Fisk. What's life worth? He's going to talk about sexual purity. Not Until I Say I Do is the title of that one. We have Pastor Max Phillips. He's the director of Lutheran Family Service here in Iowa, and also of a Perry Lutheran Home, home for the elderly. We'll have a workshop on post-abortion syndrome, reaching those wounded by abortion. Diane Schroeder, past president of Lutherans for Life, and someone from our Word of Hope will be there with her. We're not sure who that might be just yet. We're going to have a focus on stillbirth and miscarriage. That's certainly a matter of the heart for many people. Katie Shoreman is doing some things on infertility. And I've got a couple of workshops that I'll be doing. We have a pre-conference focus on renewal for life and our whole life team concept that we try to establish life teams in congregations. So that's the list. Something there, I think, for everyone, and everyone is invited to this conference. We pray that people will set aside those dates if they're able to, if they're interested in these things, if they want a better understanding of why the life issues are matters of the heart. This is the conference to attend. And it's easy to register. All registration is done online. So you just go to our website, lutheransforlife.org, and you click on the conference banner that'll be moving across the top of the screen, and it'll guide you through the registration process.
Now, you mentioned this conference really is for everyone, and you pointed out that there are some speakers specifically for younger people. Yep. Laura talking about singleness, and Pastor Fisk talking about sexual purity and what is life worth. And then it looks like there are even things for pastors as well with the luncheon. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of these things are would be good for pastors to come to. We do have a special luncheon. Every year we have a luncheon And I speak at that, and that's just entitled Matters of the Heart and Pastoral Ministry. And so that's a free lunch provided by the conference. So pastors, certainly pastors in the area, but pastors from all the country can come. Kind of dispels the rumor that there's no such thing as a free lunch. And we'd like to offer one for pastors and then speak to them and then let them know about our resources and help equip them to speak to matters of the heart as they do every day, every day in their parishes, but to help them understand that these issues, too, are matters of the heart.
So the conference begins on the 25th, is that right? Or the 24th.
The 24th, yeah.
Of October.
Starts on a Friday afternoon and goes through a Saturday afternoon. It's like a 24-hour conference.
Sure. And are there other, I know in the past there have been some pre-conference events. You mentioned the luncheon. Are there other things that might happen for those who can arrive early?
Yes, we do always have pre-conference things. There's things to do. We always have some kind of servant event or something to do rather than just come and learn a whole bunch of stuff. We like to give people opportunity to do things. So we're going to have a prayer vigil at a Planned Parenthood facility there in the area. And that's from 1 to 3 on Friday. And as I mentioned, we have this Life Team seminar with Lori Trinchy, who is our director of coordinator of mission and mission. And she's going to talk about addressing these issues in congregations and how you can form a team in your congregation. You know, like we have evangelism teams or mission teams, mm-hmm. and a life team in your congregation, a group of people who are focused on dealing with these things. And we always like to offer a workshop on Christian estate planning. So we'll be doing that again this year, letting folks know that we can hook them up with people from the LCMS Foundation who can help them plan their estate. And whether they remember Lutheran's Life or not, we want to offer that service to help them do that so that they can, you know, give to the Lord, not just now, but when they go home to be with Him as well. So we have a, the What is Life Worth by Pastor Fisk, that's a pre-conference workshop that he'll be doing. So there's lots to do starting very early, 1 o'clock on Friday.
Wow, yeah, it's quite all packed in. As you said, a 24-hour conference, there's quite a bit packed in that amount of time. Do you sleep at all?
I usually sleep pretty well.
Well, good. And this is taking place at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan, October 24th through the 25th, coming up this fall. You mentioned that that we can register online at lutheransforlife.org. Other details about registration, housing, that sort of thing, we could find out there as well?
Yeah, everything you need to know is right there.
Very good.
Yeah. And if there is someone, if there's someone out there who's, I'm not online, I don't know how to do that, they can just give us a call at Lutherans for Life, and we'll do it for them. So,
very good. And what's the number then at Lutherans for Life for them to give a call?
It's 888-364-LIFE. 888-364-5934.
Very good. 888-364-LIFE, LIFE. And they can give you a call and get registered for the conference as well that way. Other resources or other ways that our listeners could be involved with Lutherans for Life? Maybe they can't make it to the conference this year, but other ways that they can be equipped to be gospel-motivated voices for life.
Well, sure. First is awareness and make yourselves aware. Again, using our materials, I could probably point you to other materials, but folks don't have the unique materials that we do that are, Bible-based and Christ-centered, as I've said. So educate yourself and come to an understanding of these things as spiritual issues. And then maybe start by reaching out to others in your congregation. Perhaps there's interest in other congregations. We can help you start a chapter. We can help you start a life team in your congregation. And again, you can go to our website and learn all about life teams and what it takes to start one of those. And then there are, ideas that we can offer to you on how you can do things. We have a a booklet that's quite popular. It's How You Can Speak, How You Can Speak, How You Can Be a Gospel Motivated Voice. And there's over 200 ideas in there. You know, simple ideas like having a diaper drive in church for a local pregnancy center, to purchasing an ultrasound machine for such a center, and everything in between, educational things, things that involve young people, things that give you hands-on practical experience. So we are there to provide education, to provide ideas on how teach, ideas on things that you can do, and we'll also train leaders to, when we talk about forming life teams, we have materials to train leaders of life teams. We have materials that will help train members of life teams. And what does it mean to be a member of a life team, and what do we do? So we really have a comprehensive package that people can use to help their congregation be more engaged in these issues and be a congregation that not only proclaims the gospel of life, but applies that gospel to people who are in real need of that. It's an exciting ministry. It's a joyous ministry, really. I remember somebody, I think it was from KFUO, a while back, asked that, it must be hard to come to work every day dealing with these difficult issues. And my answer was, it's a joy to come to work every day because we have this message of joy in the gospel that speaks to these issues and that can help people restore the joy in their lives who have been struggling with difficult things. So it's not a doom and gloom kind of ministry. It's a serious one. There's a lot of horrible things going on out there, but we have what it takes to deal with them.
Well said. We've been talking with Dr. James Lamb, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life, on the upcoming conference, October 24th and 25th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can find out more at lutheransforlife.org. Thanks so much, Dr. Lamb, for being our guest this morning on His Time.
You are welcome.
God's blessings.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily lectionary. Stick around for that right after AP Radio News and the weather on Worldwide KFUO.